Blog Talk Radio.
morning, everyone. Thank you all for joining in on this September the 9th, 2019, at our ATM, Iron Sharpening Iron, through Smile 3E, Ministries with Blog Talk. And our guest speaker tonight normally do his program by Facebook Live also. So he's going to be a little late joining the line of that servant pastor, Troy Thomas, which is our guest speaker on tonight. And we're just asking you all to keep him and his family, his siblings, up in prayer because they have had such a great loss on this week passing. We just want to say we just thank God for those that have been faithful to the ministry and has been faithful to Blog Talk as well. I'm your host on tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We just want to say again, we appreciate you and we thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are glad to be on the air. We're here of our own willingness. We're here of being wanting to be here. That's the word I'm looking for. We want to be here. We want to be a part of this ministry. We want to be able to say that we are a vessel of Christ, and we want to be saved, and we want to be used by God. With that being said, can I get a couple of amens? Even if I can't hear you because your phone's on mute, just to know that in the spirit realm, you are rejoicing with us because everybody don't want to be saved. Some claim it, but they plan it. Some is saying it because they think it sounds good, but some not really applying it to their life. But we're going to pray that God open up that heart to let them see and know that you don't have to play saved. You can be saved for real. Can I get an amen? Amen. So while we're waiting on the minister, Sheila Kaiser, to pray for us, we're going to tell you, get your word, get your paper and pencil ready so that when the man of God comes on, you could be ready to take notes and write down things that you feel that you need to be able to go back and look at on your own besides going back to the archives to listen to what the man of God has said. Minister Sheila, are you ready to pray with us and for us at this time?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to each and every one of you that's listening on this program tonight, Iron Sharpened Iron, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and myself, and to all that it is. And I just want to say, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And yet I say I thank you, but just still it's not enough for thanking you for the life and the glory and the love that you are giving us. Not only thanking you, God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, for myself, I'm thanking you for each and every person, thing on this earth that you have blessed us to be here as of now. I'm going to thank you now for everyone. I can't thank you for later because we don't know who will be here later, but I'm thanking you for each and every one now. God, we give honor to you. I give honor to you. We all give honor to you and thank you for loving us and caring for us to give us another day of life. It's not 1 minute, a second, day, week, month, or year that it is promised to us. But Lord, I thank you for the time you have given us. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you. And it still is not enough, but I thank you. I thank you for Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright, Pastor Troy, and Prophet Antoine Thomas. Lord, they need you more now than yesterday. They're going to need you more now because yet you have called home your daughter, Evangelist Joy Nisi Thomas, a beautiful daughter of yours that had a voice to sing to bring the heavens and the earth and the joy of your love into our minds, hearts, and souls. That they lost a sister last week, Friday morning, Lord. But we know you're going to bring them through this. Lord, we need you to look over the Thomas family. Sister Joy's two daughters, her sons, her brothers, nieces, nephews, uncles, cousins. Lord, we need you to bless this whole family, her bloodline family, and also her spiritual family, because yet we know she is in heaven with you, dancing, singing, and shouting and praising your name. We know she's in a better place. She's in a beautiful place. No more hurt. No more pain. No more sorrow. All joy, love, and happiness. Lord, we thank you, and we thank you, because we know you will take us through this. We all might have a heavy heart, sadness, and tears, but Lord, we know you can bring joy, love, and laughter through our hearts, no matter what we're going through, through our illness, through our finance, through our family, our neighbors, school, work, just life itself. No matter what your pain is, we know you can heal us, Lord. If you can bring us through it, you can show us the way. You can show us how to do it, how to take care of ourselves and to our loved ones. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, and I thank you. There's not enough words of this world to describe the love and the joy that you can give us. You have given us, and through the pain, you have taken away. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my uncles, our aunts, cousins. Lord, I thank you for my complete bloodline, here and now, there and afar, wherever they might be. Lord, I thank you for my bloodline and my spiritual, because I know we all need you. Lord, we need you to lift us up. Remove these demon devils, these hateful and angry and meanful people that think their way is the way. Lord, we need you to bless their hearts, their minds, and their souls. We need you to take this ugliness up out of the world. Take it from the people. Let them know that it is wrong. It is wrong to have joy on hurting people, misusing people. No matter what your sex is, your race, your gender, no matter who you are, we are all one in your eyes. We are all one in this life that you have given us. No matter what you look like or how different you are, we are all one under one God, one Father, one Son. One life of joy that we need to have and to honor you. We need you to bless this government to let them know they was elected in this office to work for all people, not some, not theirs, but for all of yours, Lord, and to remove this wrongful doing of these law enforcement to let them know wrong is wrong when you know it's wrong. To treat each and every one, no matter what your color is, as the same. Do not divide between the people on this earth. We are all into the same. We are all plus, no minus. We are all plus in love and to cherish and to honor and to keep us all. And again, Lord, I thank you and I thank you. To bring the Thomas family, bring the whole Seabury family, the Smith, the Kaisers, the Funches, all that you have brought through into this world, no matter what your name is, We are all God's sons and daughters. Lord, we need you, and we need you now. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Amen. Back into your hands, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright.
Thank you so much for that prayer. We just want to let you all know that the service for Evangelist Joy Trinise Thomas will be Saturday, September 14th at 2019 at New Life Covenant Southeast, the Tabernacle at 1021 East 78th Street. That's Chicago, Illinois, 60619. The wake is from 12 noon to 12:45. The home going is going to be from 12:45 to 2:30. And we're just asking you all to remember that. But if you need to, it's on a Servant Troy Thomas page, a Prophet Antoine Thomas page, as well as Yes, Lord, Cecilia's page, and it's on my page, Sylvia Kaiser. So we're just going to check to see if the man of God is on the line as of yet. Pastor Thomas, are you on the line? Okay. Pastor Thomas is not on the line yet. But we just want to say we appreciate you all for your phone calls, your prayers. We just appreciate you all just showing the love that you have shown to the Thomas family, especially to Joy's children. You all have asked about them, just trying to make sure that they're okay. But we just want you all to know that we know that God makes no mistakes. We want you all to know that we are just hanging in there with our faith. What I mean by hanging in there with our faith is nothing else we're going to hang on to. I hear some noise in the background, so if everybody could put their phones on mute until the man of God comes on the line and at the end of
I'm on the
service,
line.
Okay, there you go. The man of God is on the line, and at the end of the service, you all, please, you can make your comments and your remarks. So we're going to hand it right over to Pastor Thomas. Go ahead, Pastor.
I thank y'all for being so patient. We did have to go and take care of some business when it came to Joy's services this coming Saturday. And I had to take care of some other things and stop on my way home so I can get on Facebook Live as well as on Blog Talk Radio. So I do thank you for your patience. I do thank you for all of that. I came in, you know, and I'm chiming right in and getting my Bible before me. I'm not going to talk a long time, you guys, because I am a little tired in my physical body, and I don't want to overexert myself. I got a chance to talk to my pastor and my bishop, William Hudson III, this morning. And he said, son, don't overdo it.
That's it.
He said, don't overdo it yourself. He said, because this body is made a certain kind of way. And because of that, you don't want to make yourself sick by helping somebody else. You have to be in a position to be effective. But if you're sick because you're doing other stuff, doing more thing than you need to, you won't. You won't be successful. So we're going to be strong, but we're going to be quick. Is that all right?
All right.
But you know, sometimes the Holy Ghost will take over, and what you think is quick turn into a little longer. You know, I had a young man laughing, and he was talking about how my mom and Pastor Twan.
Wait, Uncle, can
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was talking about Pastor Twan and mom and everybody and how they sometimes go a little long-winded sometimes. I say, well, I have not adopted that ministry of longevity. I believe in getting up and getting to the point. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the words of Sister Old Banner from the Missionary Church, God said, baby, what's the parent? Get to the parent with the aura. So I believe in getting to the parent and letting God do what he do. I am now live on Facebook Live. To my family and friends here on Facebook, God bless you. Thank you for joining us as we go on our blog, our second Pastor Kenneth Lockhart. God bless you, man of God. April Valerie Jones, God bless you. Tannis, love you. Karen Lacey, God bless you. Thank you for coming yesterday, Karen. Thank you for coming. I hope you were blessed. I hope God touched your heart as we begin to deliver the word of God. Cousin Antonio, Elder Thigpen, God bless you, man of God. Elder Thigpen sold into our life back in May, right before the pastoral installation service. And I thank God for him, for what he sees that God is doing in us, Apostle Elect. And I thank God for him. And I pray that God would bless him for his seed that he sowed in us. And I thank God for that. Karen, once again, God bless you. Aunt Debbie, I see you on. Deborah, I see you on here. Once again, I just want to talk briefly. What manner of fight is this? Those that were with us yesterday heard a good portion of this message, but we want to go a little deeper than we did yesterday about this. My cousin Carmelita on here, BKA, better known as Camarifa, is on here on Facebook Live. God bless you. God bless those that are on Facebook Live with us. God, thank y'all. Thank God for you. Is that Apostle Antonio? I see you, brother. I thank you. Apostle Antonio Brooks, is that you, man of God? That is him. Thank God for you all. Thank God for you, Lisa, my family. God bless you. We'll take the time just to talk quickly, if you don't mind. Let's say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. We glorify you for who you are. We thank God for thank you, Father, for what you've done for us. Thank God. We're thankful, Father, that you kept us. Father, that you put your edge of protection around us when we didn't even know it or realize it. Father, we ask you now to word our mouth that we may speak life into your people. Father, we thank you and we glorify you that you would anoint what we say, that you would anoint what we do. And Father, open up our ears that we hear what we need to hear. Open our minds to receive it as well as our hearts, and put a filter on our minds and our hearts, that nothing enters but what you desire for us to hear, that we may take it in, that we may grow in the facet that we should grow. And for this we give you praise, for this we give you glory, for this we give you honor in your son Jesus' precious name. Thank God and amen. Once again, let me tell you, everyone that's on here, thank you so much for praying for my family and for myself and for my sister's children and nieces and nephews and the family as a whole. If you haven't already, pray for my grandmother. She's a 91-year-old woman of God, and it has hurt her that her granddaughter is gone. Amen. But we know the Bible says to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. But we want you guys to know that we appreciate your prayers. We appreciate your phone calls, your inboxes, your DMs, all of those ways of contacting us. We thank you so much for coming along with us and encouraging us and then keeping us up in prayer. My sister in love is on here, Michelle Antoinette Knows Thomas, praise God. And my niece Kayla is on here. We have quite a few people, family members are on here with us tonight. Amen. Let us go real quickly, if you don't mind, into the word of the Lord. It is Romans, the 7th chapter, that I want to talk about. The wonderful woman, anointed woman of God, missionary Linda Handy is on here, my aunt. Amen. Thank God for you. Real quick, and Romans, the 7th chapter. It's a very familiar passage of scripture. If you don't mind me talking about it, please go along with me for a moment. It says this in the word of God. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with flesh, the law of sin. Amen. Hold on, let me get back on Facebook Live. Someone interrupted us. God bless you. Dr. Nichols, I will give you a call right back, praise God. Once again, let me read the last two verses. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Once again, with my mind I myself serve the law of God. Amen. But with this flesh, the law of sin. I want to talk about for a few moments what manner of fight is this. I just want to, so a couple points I want to point out. I want to point out the flesh. I want to point out the spirit man. I want to start off by saying this. Oftentimes we deal with people. God bless you, First Lady, Mother Edie. God bless you. I love you so much. Thank you for praying for us. Oftentimes we say this, that we know people that are so heavenly bound that they are no earthly good. They're so spiritual, but their natural man is questionable at times. It's an imbalance in Christianity. I know for myself, and I experience for myself, even those that I know that are really children of the Most High God, is when your spirit is real high, then your flesh has to come up to try to equal itself to your spirit man. What I mean by that is something simple like this. You can't tell me with your heart you're clean and God is, and you're serving God, when you have dirty surroundings, when you're lazy naturally, when you can't keep your house clean, when you can't keep your car clean, when your conversation is not of a clean state, when your mentality and the way you treat people is not of a clean state of mind, but yet and still you say that you are the elect and chosen of God. I note this for a fact that the Bible says that he would not dwell in an unclean temple. Amen. That means that he can't dwell when our spirit is as of such that does not meet the requirements of his word. It does not meet the requirements that he has given us for us to be more Christ-like. To be a Christian is more than just a conversation or a title that people have given ourselves over these years. Christianity means for us to be Christ-like, which means our desire. That means our pleasure is to be like Christ at all times. The Bible says this. It says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Once again, let your light so shine. Let your light so shine that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. The Bible says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. So when he creates a clean heart in you and gives you a right spirit, which how you used to handle things, how you thought was normality, you now see it for what it is. So then here it is. It's a war going on in your members. I remember the disciple says this. He says, when I go to do good, evil is forever present. But the reason why evil is forever present is because in this flesh, Apostle Tabron, dwelleth no good thing. So if there's no good thing in this flesh, then therefore our flesh always desires to go after the sinful nature instead of the godlike nature. But I guarantee you that when you apply the real godlike nature to your life, that this flesh will fall in line. Amen. Praise God. So we have to be consistently, and this fight, I want to let you know that the fight that we're going through in this body, in our minds, in our heart, the fight is fixed. Come on, do me a favor and type all this on here. If you don't mind helping me out, preach a little bit, talk a little bit, put on here, this fight is fixed. Come on. Do me a favor and type at the bottom of the screen and put on here, this fight is fixed. The fight is fixed. We have to intentionally do some things. We have to purposely change our mentality, purposely change what we hear, what we allow in our ear gates, in our eye gates. We have to change what we allow to come out of our mouth about who we're around and why we're around them. The Bible says this, how can two walk together except they agree? People oftentimes say, I'm not a gossiper. I don't do these things. I don't do this. I don't do this. I don't say that. But yet and still, you hang around those that you say you don't act like. but you're not a gossiper, but you hang around people that know everybody's business, but they own. But I find this funny. The people that know everybody else's business, I bet you don't know there. Amen. Just a little sad, Bob. Let's come on back. So this fight is fixed. What manner of fight is this? We have a fight in our mind. What you mean by we have a fight in our mind, Pastor Troy? We have a hard time letting go of our past. We have a hard time letting go of prior hopes and prior disappointments and prior things that hurt us and devastated us and pushed us to a place that we feel that we cannot come back from. But I guarantee you, the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. That means we got to get our mind to where we know Christ would have his mind. We have to learn how to forgive. We have to learn how to forgive those that despitefully use us, that come against us. We have to learn how to forgive those that did things to us purposely, that hurt our feelings, that talked about us, that dogged us out, that made us feel some kind of way. We have to learn how to forgive them first, because the forgiveness is not just for them. It's not for them, but the forgiveness is for us. We have to forgive them for us, because what they've done to us, they've done it and they moved on with their life. We are the ones that are yet affected by it, and we fight and we battle and we battle and we fight. We don't trust people. We don't believe that people have the greater intentions when they come to us. We think there's always some kind of underlying reason and purpose on why they're nice to us, why they're giving us things, or why they're just cordial to us. There's a movie called Major Pain, and a young man came on there and he hugged. Damon Wayans was playing Major Pain, and at first he embraced the hug and he took it in, and then the next thing you know, he put the baby in the field and talking about, "What's your angle, boy? What's your reason?" That's how we do people around us. We embrace it because it's what we desire, it's what we want. But then after a while, because of what we've held on to in our mind and our heart, we now want to know, "What's your angle? What's your purpose? What's right, Mariah? What's your agenda?" And sometimes they have no agenda. They just have the love of God. They just have the patience and the peace of God in them, and they just want to share it with you. And so because we have not let go of these things, we have not forgiven the people. And not only have we not forgiven the people, we have not forgiven ourselves. Let me tell you something about me. I did a whole lot of crazy stuff. I did a whole lot of this and a whole lot of that. I cheated on my wives. I did it on a regular basis. I did all this other foolishness. But the hardest thing with people of God that I had to do was learn to forgive myself. Learning to forgive myself was the hardest thing I could do. I could forgive the people around me, what they said, what they did to me, how they did it to me, the purpose that they did it to me. I had to learn to forgive Troy. I had to learn to forgive Troy for allowing them to do it to you. I had to learn how to forgive Troy, what I could have done differently that caused them to do it to me. Was I in the right place? Was I in the right frame of mind? Where was I at? Why was I there? It doesn't look like it's going to happen again. I don't want to be put back in that same position where here it is. I might be hurt all over again, but I had to learn to forgive me. And in forgiving me, once I've learned to forgive me, what a freedom came upon my life. That was a battle. That was a war in my members, because when I wanted to do good, evil was forever present. And we have to be honest, because sometimes the evil in our hearts and our mind has more power than the greater that's in me. Even though the Bible says this, he says, greater is he that is on the inside of me than he that is in the world. Once again, greater is he. Who is the he? Jesus Christ, God our Father. Greater is the he that's on the inside of me than the he that's in the world. But we allow our hurts and devastations and all of the things that we think we should have, all the things that we feel we are entitled to take control over us, to push us to a place that we should not be. As men and women of God, we should walk in love. We should walk in forgiveness. We should walk not only in a place of being healed, Pastor Darrell Smith, but we should walk in a place where we are walking in being made whole. Amen. So then here it is. We fight what we do. We have to obey. Can I go natural for a minute? I said this yesterday, I'm going to say it one more time. What happens is we go to the Bible says this, in Hebrews 13 and 17, it says, obey them that have rule over you. Obey them that have rule over you. In other words, when you go to the doctor, when you feel in some kind of way, they have the rule over our natural body. But what we tend to do, we got so used to eating a certain kind of way, we got so used to doing things in a certain manner that what we do is we continue the same routine and expect a different result. But that is, that's the definition of insanity. We want something different, but we won't do nothing different, Pastor John Stennis. We won't do nothing different. We'll do the same thing over and over and over again, but we want something different to happen in our life. But if you want something different, you got to do something different. Now, I like that. If you want something different, you got to purposely do something different. Come on, type on here for me. I want something different, so I'm going to do something different. I know it's a little long, but come on, go along with me. It's like saying amen to what I'm saying. You type on here, I want something different, so I'm going to do something different. Amen. Like for just for this purpose right here, we say church we go to is boring. They ain't doing this and they ain't doing that. My mother told me a long time, my grandmother told her and my aunt one day, they went to a service and they said, Elder Dixon, they said the service was not up to their par, up to the power of anointing that they're used to. So what she said, what my grandmother said to them is, what you must do is, since you got so much power, since you got so much anointing, you invoke the presence of God. In other words, while you are sitting here, you pray that the power of God engulfs the service. You pray that his anointing and his glory sits on the service, so that therefore the change of the atmosphere takes place. Hallelujah. When you walk in God's house, if you don't feel like it's up to par, then you pray, then you praise, then you worship, then you give, then you add. The Bible says, whatever your hands find to do, you must do. So in that frame and that purpose, what we tend to do is we go to the doctor and we don't listen to the instructions. We do what we want to do and we wonder why we don't get better. We don't change our eating habits. We don't change our sleeping habits. We don't change our time when we don't exercise. We say, well, I walk to the car and I walk right back. Or I run. I run to the refrigerator and I run to the bathroom. That's the only time we do something when it comes to physical nature. Or some of us, we just have sex. That's the extent of our exercise. But we wonder why our bodies is not to the place where it should be. I know y'all weren't going to say amen when I said that. But that's what it has. If we want our bodies to function better, if we want to stop, the one time we exercise a month, then we hurt for 3 days. But you ain't going to exercise for the next 3 months because you hurt for 3 days for the one day after the last 3 months that you exercise. But if you want the pain to go away, you got to keep going. Hallelujah. If you want things to be resolved, you got to keep going. If you want things to be better, you got to keep going. If you want, what's that song that was on Sister Act? If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention. You got to pay attention to your surroundings. You got to pay attention to what's going in your mouth, not just what's coming out of your mouth, but what's going down your stomach. I know I'm that person. I like roast, amen. I like black eyed peas. I like greens. Amen. I like sweet potatoes. I like cornbread. Amen. I like pinto beans. I don't like chitlins though. I like soul food. But soul food will tear your body down. It's good going down, but when it comes back up, when it affects your, it gives you high blood pressure. When it gives you diabetes to another level. When it gives you gout. It gives you all of these ailments because we do not change what we do. We stay in the same routine, and we wonder why. We are losing the fight. We're losing the fight because we will not be consistent. Amen. There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about when the Philistines came against the children of Israel and how they folded because they looked at the size of Goliath. But there was a young boy named David. David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that defiles the army of the Lord? In other words, he was not going to let something that he knows that has no authority or no power to come in and defy the army of the Lord. So with his small self, with his rooty self, with his cute self, with his red hair, with his curly hair, with his glasses on, with his beard, he was not going to let the devil defy the armies of the Lord, and he was going to step up and fight the battle. They try to give him the armor. They try to give him what they believe should help him, but he had five smooth stones, and in the five smooth stones, he let them know that my God is able to do just that. God is able to deliver me from this Philistine, this giant, this thing that seems to be unmovable, this thing that is that seems to be undefeatable. But with all things, God is possible. Nothing is impossible for him, but all things are possible through God. For the Bible says, I got a little happy, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Not some things, not every, not a little bit thing, not a medium thing, but I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. I'm tired of losing. I'm tired of not gaining what I should be gaining. But through Christ I shall have just what he promised me. Through Christ I shall live and I shall not die, to declare the wonderful works of the Lord through Christ. Oh, bless his name, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless his name. Through Christ I can do anything but fail. What manner of fight is this? This fight is not just for you. This fight is for those that are around you that need your testimony. This fight is for those that need to know that they are victors and not just a victim. This fight is not just for you to make yourself feel some kind of way, but is that may God may get the glory and you may gain the victory in all things. The songwriter says, who shall stand before me when we call on that great name, the name of Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, I have the victory. I came to let you know this evening, the fight is fixed. And not all by the fight being fixed, that means I am the victor. I am the overcomer. I am the head, and I am not the tail. I am above, and I am not beneath. I am the lender. I am not the borrower. I have the victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I have the victory. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 This fight that we in is a fixed fight. God has given us every tool that we need to fight this battle. I know there's a war going on in your members, and you believe that your flesh is going to win. But I'm going to tell you once again that you can do all things through Christ. You can defeat your flesh. This flesh must die daily, and we must give it to God. Amen. The Bible says these kind come out only by prayer and fasting. The best way to kill your flesh is to starve it. I'm telling you, lay before God, lay before him, and watch God do the work on your behalf, men and women of God. I love you. I appreciate you. I believe God for your victory. Once again, I believe God for your, hallelujah, I believe God for your victory. I believe God that the end of this thing is better than the beginning. I'm telling you right now, God has bring you to bring you through, to bring you out. I believe God for your victory. Thank you for the help sitting with me for a little while as we talk about what manner a fight is this. This fight is not about you. This fight that God may get the glory out of it. When he told Mary and her sister that this death is not, this sickness is not unto death, but that God may get the glory. This is not about you. This is about God getting the glory through you, through your situation. And I once again, he won't put more on you than you could bear. He won't put more on you that you could bear. Now, you might put some stuff on yourself that you can't handle. You might put some stuff on yourself that you wonder where it came from and how it's happening. But God won't put, he won't put more on you than you can bear. He has equipped you. But he says, no weapon formed against you may prosper. It may fall, but I tell you, hallelujah, it will not prosper. Do me a favor and tell everybody on here, tell them, I believe God for your victory. Come on, everybody. Everybody on here, share this if you want to. Share it. Share it. Share this word. I believe God for your victory. Yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. I believe God for your victory. I believe God for your victory. I believe him. Do you believe him? Come on. Do it. Come on, write it down here. I believe God for your victory. That's why I say there's some planet, but God, some water, but God gives the increase. That's right. I believe God for your victory. Come on. I see one person. I need to see some more people tell us. Come on. I believe God for your victory. Tell your neighbor on here. Tell your brother and sister in Christ, I believe God for your victory. Michelle, I try to be calm a little bit. I get a little happy. I believe when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. I believe God for your victory, men and women of God. I believe God for your victory. This fight is definitely fixed. It's a fixed fight. We don't want to walk around willy-nilly. The Bible says, whether you be hot or cold, he's going to spit you out. The Holy Ghost does not dwell in an unclean temple. So we got to get our temples right. We got to get our physical temples right. We got to get our spiritual temples right so that the Holy Ghost would dwell on the inside of us. That makes sense to you. I love you, and I appreciate you. I thank God for you. And as I always say, hashtag, let us pray. I love you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor Rashona. Thank you so much. I believe God. Maybe that praise song, Terrell. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God for your victory. I love you and appreciate you. If you're not busy this Sunday at 2:30 p.m., come and join us at Fountain Living Waters Ministries at 4244 West Madison at 2:30 p.m. We were having service at 8:30, but now we have service at 2:30 p.m. at 4244 West Madison. We had a wonderful time. Close that door, boy. We had a wonderful time in God yesterday, and God has been meeting us. And he has been there. His glory has been in the place. And this coming Saturday, we're going to celebrate my sister. This coming Saturday, I put a post up on Facebook. Come by and show your support for Evangelist Joy Trenise Thomas. Such a wonderful woman of God. Such an anointing that she had vocally. What a wonderful woman of God. I thank you. Once again, as I always say, hashtag, let us pray. I love you. Have a great evening.
My God, my God, my God. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. We had such an awesome time yesterday at church. And I just want to let you all know, when the man of God invites you, come on out. Come on out and just enjoy God with him and everyone else that's there. Because I'm telling you, you're not going to get the word raw and get the laugh at the same time. As the man of God said yesterday, sometimes people, when they save or get saved, they have this, look like they got the lemon juice ministry. They face just be all stuck in and swole up. But you can, it's okay to be happy when you save. It's okay to laugh when you save. You just have to remember who your partner is. You know, I say a lot of times, I love to joke and I love to laugh, but I had to remember I'm saved now, so I have to watch what I say and how I say it, because I'm practicing that Canton Jones ministry. I'm not going to curse you out because I want to stay saved. I just want you all to know that it's okay to tell on yourself, because if you tell on yourself, you don't give no, how would they say, you don't give no room for the enemy to put you in a situation where you got to hide it. Just tell on yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, come on over to the Fountain of Living Waters. Enjoy yourself. Come get set free. Come hear a word from a man that tells you, I'm not perfect. I wasn't perfect, but I perfectly stood before the Lord and asked him to deliver me. God has no respect to person. If you allow him, he did it for Pastor Thomas, he'll do it for you. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. Just come on and see that the Lord is good. Come on over and try him out for yourself. And know that God don't make no mistakes concerning anything or nothing. Okay, now that's what I have to say about the pastor. And that's what I'm saying about his word tonight. As they say in the world, it was fast. It was on point. It was on target. And I want him to know, Pastor, you set the atmosphere. You did something for me. Now, if anyone else has something to say tonight to encourage the man of God, to speak into the man of God's life, I will ask you to do so now. Apostle Elect, please open the lines so that anybody and everybody can make a comment.
Hey, man, this is Celia. I'll go ahead and start since no one else on the line is saying anything. As our pastor, Troy, has already said, I believe God for your victory. You know that's powerful? We didn't say what we are accustomed to saying, which is, I got the victory, I got the victory. But to celebrate somebody else, to think about, like he said, your brother or your sister, and be celebrating their victory, not because you're saying you're next in line, all of that stuff, but just celebrating the victory for your brothers and your sisters. My. Thank you, Pastor Troy, for teaching us about being selfless, not selfish.
Yeah.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle Electricity, for those words of encouragement and speaking into the man of God's life. Anyone else? Well, we appreciate the comments on tonight. We appreciate every viewer and every comment that was made on Facebook. We just want to say we want to thank you all. And the pastor has already gave out his invite for Saturday as well as Sunday. And I'm just saying, please come by and see the pastor. You could wear your suit, your boot. You could wear your jeans and your gym shoes. Just come through the door expecting not to leave the same way, expecting God to do something for you. That's when the word on tonight, I'm believing God for your victory, will step in and you will be able to walk out different from the way you walked in. So I'm going to ask the pastor to pray us out, and I will give our final remarks for tonight.
Father God, we thank you. We glorify you for your presence. Father, we thank you that once again we were a willing vessel to be used by you. We give you praise and we give you glory. We take it not for granted that you use us. But Father, you told us if we don't praise you, that means a rock will cry in our place, which means, Father, you passed us by. One thing we don't want you to do is pass us by. We give you glory. We give you praise. Father, as we leave this place, as we go off Blog Talk, Father, I pray right now for my cousin Renee. I pray for the peace of God to give her rest in her body. And Father, I thank you that those things that she had before you, that you will grant her request. Father, we know that you're doing a new thing. And Father, that even the anointing that you set on her life is even greater than it has ever been before. Father, as you pull her close to you, Father, she's going to pull other saints into, other people into the family of Jesus Christ. We thank you for that, her encouragement. We thank you for her longevity. We thank you for her faithfulness. And Father, you have not counted her out, but you are about to bless her like you've never blessed her before. We thank you for our apostle elect that had the vision, for Brandon Kaiser that had the vision. Father, they listened to what you had to say. And Father, and we thank you for the obedience that she has and the blessings and the prosperity on her life. Father, we give you praise and glory. Give us rest in our bodies and peace in our minds and our hearts, that when we rest tonight, tomorrow when we rise, we're able to go about our daily duties. And for this, we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I just want to say again, we all thank you all for being faithful to our ministry, whether it's the first Monday, the second Monday, the third Monday, the fourth Monday, even when we have the fifth Monday. We want to say we just want to thank you all. I'm going to go as far as to say to all of our family, we're placing you on the Holy Ghost of rest, that God would have his way in your life. And don't you all forget, we are here every Monday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk Ministries. We are here every Friday night with Facebook Live with myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, as your host. with Let's Talk, as well as on Blog Talk. That is from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget, we're also here on Sunday morning with Let's Talk with our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. That's at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we don't want you to forget about our foundational scripture, which tonight in my studies I found, also found it where it was mentioned in Luke 12 and 31. But if you just remember, our foundational scripture is Matthew 6 and 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. With that being said, know this, we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Not nothing you can do about it. And we want to say good night and be blessed and keep God first.